Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Wilder. Want to thank you just for another chance to view this broadcast of Faith at Noon. I'm in studio. This is internet radio. If you go to glorysongs.net and click on GSR TV, you'll be able to get the broadcast live. Glorysongs.net and click GSR TV. You'll be able to view the broadcast by way of internet radio as well as Facebook Live. And so once again, see a few people that have joined our Faith at Noon session. Just want to say this is something that I do three times a week. The reason that I emphasize faith as much as I do is because everything that grace has provided, it must be received by faith. And so the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then the Bible also says, but what saith that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart? That is the word of faith which we preach. So the whole purpose of preaching was never intended to entertain us. It was intended for God to get faith to your heart through the preaching of the gospel. And then the Bible says, for by grace are we saved through faith. So the majority of whatever we do on this Faith at Noon broadcast, it's always glory to God dealing with faith for the most part. And so I have a blessed word for all of those that are tuning in, glory to God, on today. This particular word, it's an absolute blessing. I'm still excited about the word of God, because the word of God, glory to God, is true. And we serve such an awesome, amazing God that sometimes it's just mind-boggling when I think of his faithfulness and his goodness. And so the word today is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and verses 4. This is what the Bible says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so it's very important for all of us to understand, particularly everyone that is in Christ, to understand that I'm already blessed and that I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so you don't have to try to get a blessing. You don't have to work to get a blessing. What we need to understand as people of God, as children of God, what we need to understand is that the scripture says that the Father who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. In other words, he didn't leave anything out. And so you need to understand that, first of all, every blessing that is manifested in the natural was first materialized. Or it was, you need to understand, you was already blessed in the spirit realm first before it was manifested, or before you got your breakthrough, or before it came to pass. Everything that God is going to do, everything that he will do, everything that he's already done, it start out first, glory to God, in the spirit. And so the Bible says, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And so what we need to understand, when it comes to our lives, God didn't leave anything out as it relate, glory to God, to his people being blessed. He have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. In who? In Christ. And so what we need to understand is that, glory to God, is that I'm already blessed. You need to understand, glory to God, that you already blessed. And the things that you expect God to do, you need to understand that those blessings are in the spirit realm. And so by faith, as you activate your faith based on the finished work and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, then those blessings are manifested, glory to God, in your life. And then this is what really bless me. When I took a look at verses 4, the Bible says, according as he have chosen us in him. And so you might ask, or someone might ask, well, when were you chosen? But the Bible let us know before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And so what you need to understand, people of God, child of God, man of God, woman of God, what you need to understand is that you have been chosen by God. In other words, you are not an accident. You just didn't stumble upon just being blessed. In other words, you were chosen by God. You were handpicked. Glory to God, by God. And so notice now that the Bible says, according as he have chose us in him. In other words, we didn't choose him, but he chose us. And so he chose us before the foundation of the world. And then now, if you rewind and you go back to Genesis 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So what all of us need to understand about the God that we serve, in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth, but in the beginning was not the beginning of God. Because God do not have a beginning. He's an eternal God. He's God from everlasting to everlasting. He's the Most High God. He's the possessor of heaven, glory to God, and earth. He's the self-sustaining, self-sufficient, hallelujah, God. He don't need anybody help to help him be who he already is. You can't vote him in. You can't vote him out. You can't protest against him. You can't march, glory to God, against him. You can't establish a committee, glory to God, against him. In other words, the Bible says that I am the Lord, and that I'm God all by, glory to God, myself. And so that's what we need to understand, glory to God, about our God. He's an awesome, he's an awesome, he's an awesome, hallelujah, God. He's so big. You can't go over him. You can't go under him. You can't go around him. And so what I want you to understand is that the Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So what all of us need to really understand about the God that we serve, the beginning came out of God. Start came out of God. God didn't begin with the beginning, but the beginning came out of God. Time came out of God. Heaven came out of God. Earth came out of God. You came out of God. Everything came out of God. That's why God has never moved, glory to God, by time. Because time did not begin until God gave the beginning its beginning. And so in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so what we need to understand is that everything below heaven, time is attached to it. Anything that is in heaven or eternity, then there is no time attached to it. So we serve an awesome God who's never really moved by time. So what appeared to us as if time is running out and time is getting too late and this might not happen and my clock is ticking and I'm getting older, what we need to understand is that he is the ancient, glory to God, of days. And so God is never moved by time. God stepped out of eternity into time, created time, and then stepped back into eternity. So he's never really moved, glory to God, by time. Never really moved by time. And so what I'm trying to say to you, that's why the scripture says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the reason that that is so is because God is never moved by time. And what you need to understand as a people of God is that you are not, glory to God, moved by time. Or you shouldn't be moved by time. And so we need to understand that time cannot dictate, glory to God, your level of faith in Jesus' name. And so now I say all of that to say, when you fast forward now to Ephesians 1:4, the Bible says, according as he have chose us in him before the foundation of the world, which means even before God ever got to Genesis 1:1, that we were chosen, glory to God, in him. And so that's very important for us to understand, that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. I don't know if that means a whole lot to you, but ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, family and friends, to understand the fact that I was chosen by God, because God always existed, I was chosen by him before the foundation of the world, before he ever got to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. To understand that I was chosen, glory to God, by him. And then when you go to Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over every, glory to God, creeping thing. And so it's very important, glory to God, to understand all of this stuff. After God created all of this stuff, he created all of it for you and I. And so the Bible says, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And so, again, you need to understand that you don't have to imitate nobody. You don't have to be intimidated by nobody, that you have been chosen, and that the Bible is clear. The Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, which means, glory to God, is that God is not in the cloning business. You need to understand it's better for you to be an designer's, that's what I'm trying to say, a designer's original, as opposed to a cheap carbon copy, because God never make the same thing twice. And so when he made you, baby, that was it. And that you are fearfully and that you are wonderfully, glory to God, made by God. And so for me, glory to God, that's good news. And the best person that you can be is the best you. You don't have to be me. I don't have to be you. We don't have to be anyone else. The best person that we can be is to be, glory to God, ourselves, because you have been chosen, glory to God, by God. And so, again, people of God, this word have been such a blessing, glory to God, to me. You know, again, to be chosen, which means check this out now and just kind of hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And that Jesus often said, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so check this out and listen to this, is that God, before we ever got here, And so God didn't wait for us to get here in order to choose us. He didn't wait for us to be born to figure out what he was going to do with us. The Bible says that he chose us before the foundation of the world. And so God took eternal inventory of your whole life. He considered your whole life. He considered our faults. He considered our inadequacies. He considered our shortcomings. He considered our failures. And at the end of the day, after considering all of that, the Bible says that I was still chosen. And so I got good news for somebody that is viewing this program, glory to God, today, is whatever little faults or whatever little failures that you have experienced, and I know some of us have messed up in a big way, but what I want you to understand is that God is not going to allow your failures and your mess up to abort his plan and his purpose for your life, because his plan and his purpose for your life is bigger than the mistakes, glory to God, that you have made. And so we serve people of God, we serve an awesome, awesome God. And so the Bible says, again, according as he have chosen us in him. Well, how could God choose us in him before the foundation of the world? A very simple answer for that is that the Gospel of John, chapter 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then somewhere, I believe verse 14, it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But what I want you to understand is that Jesus pre-existed before the Word became flesh, and that the Bible teaches that Jesus was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. So all of our shortcomings, all of our mistakes, all of our mess-ups, all of our inadequacy, everything that we had ever done in our life, or everything that we will ever do in our life, had already been considered, glory to God, in eternity. And the Bible, glory to God, lets us know that Jesus in eternity was willing to be the Lamb that was slain before the foundation, glory to God, of the world. That had already been an eternal decision that was made between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit long before, glory to God, we got here. And so it's very important to understand that God still want to use you. He still have a plan and a purpose for your life. You still have a bright future, glory to God. And God, I don't really care what it look like. I don't really care, glory to God, what's going on in your life. You just need to know that God has a greater plan, glory to God, for your life. And the best, glory to God, is yet to come, and that you ain't seen nothing yet, glory to God, in your life. And so it says that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Isn't that amazing? Even before you became holy, God saw you holy. And the reason that he was able to see you holy is because he chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world. And the Father understood that Jesus was the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. The Father knew that in eternity. And so the scripture says that you should be holy and without blame before him, glory to God, in love. And so because of the love of God, God chose us in him before the foundation, glory to God, of the world. And so I hope this program is blessing somebody. What people really need to understand is that oftentimes we look for love all in the wrong places. And the difference between the unconditional love of God and human love is human love is always based on a condition. In other words, I love you because of this or that. Of the love of God, love you right where you are, in the condition that you in. And the love of God is unconditional. And so it's a blessing to be able to understand that God loves us. Excuse me. And notice what the scripture says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. And so, people of God, I'm telling you that in spite of, God never bless us necessarily because of. He really bless us, glory to God, in spite of. And so I want you to know, people of God, having predestinated us. And so, you know, the word pre means before. The word destiny really speak to your end. So in eternity, God really, glory to God, wanted a family. And so in eternity, there was the eternal plan for our redemption, that we might be adopted as children by Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his own will. And so what we need to understand is that God is doing in your life what he's doing because he's God, and he's doing it according to the good pleasure of his own will. He's doing it because he's God. He's doing it because he is the great I am. In other words, God can do whatever he want to do, whenever he want to do it, for whomever he want to do it for, whenever, glory to God, he get ready to do it. And so what we need to understand is that you are who you are by the grace of God. And so God does everything in our lives according, glory to God, to his own good pleasure. And so in other words, you know, he's a father. And so a father does for his children from a natural perspective. He does things for the children because they are children, according to his own good pleasure. And so it's so God has blessed us in such a tremendous way that you don't have to work for it. You don't have to work to get it. You don't have to do this or that to get it. All of this was worked out in eternity before the foundation, glory to God, of the world. You know, we oftentimes hear scripture like, if God be for us, who can be against us? In other words, what we need to understand as a people of God, you don't really have to fight your enemy. The battle belong to the Lord, because the enemy is never going to prevail over your life. And so at the end of the day, what we need to understand, according to Ephesians, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. So way in eternity, God established a plan of redemption so that we might become, come into the saving knowledge of the truth by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And so above anything else, I am a child of God. And so we are living in a day and in a time where you have a lot of people in the church, if you will. People are pursuing titles. People are pursuing positions. People are pursuing recognition. People are pursuing fame, popularity. I'm telling you, above all of that stuff, first and foremost, I am a child, glory to God, of God. I'm in relationship with him. I have the DNA of the Father on the inside, glory to God, of me. And so it's not the title, glory to God, that really make you. You got to be somebody before you ever get a title. Because the title don't really make you. You have to know that I'm a child of God ever before I get a title. And if by chance you get a title, I'm still a child of God more so, glory to God, than whatever the title is that I have. And so it's just, it's Ephesians chapter 1. It's an amazing chapter that deal with God having chose us before the foundation of the world. And so that thing is a blessing. And so I say to my church, and I say to my ministry all the time, I say to them that I was chosen to do what I do. I was born to do. He saved me to do. He called me to do it. He anointed me to do it. And so can't nobody really do what I do like I do when I do what I do, because I was chosen to do it. I was born to do it. He called me to do it. He saved me to do it. He anointed me to do it. And so many of us just have to get comfortable and really discover what we were born to do, because there's a uniqueness on your life that will separate you from other people doing the same thing. Because what I do is not a career choice. What I do is something that God chose me to do and called me to do and anointed me to do, and I was born to do it, what I'm doing now. And so it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And so my prayer for all of you who are viewing this broadcast, and thank all of you for taking time out just to view Faith at Noon. All of us need to find out, Lord, why did you save me? What did you call me to do? Why did you interrupt my life? Because he have a plan and a purpose for your life. And don't ever forget that you were chosen before the foundation of the world. And so again, my name is Jerry Wilder. I hope this Faith at Noon broadcast has been a blessing, glory to God, to you. I'm located Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church. We're located 385 Broadway in the LOJ building on the second floor. Please feel free to worship with us. Our worship service is every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. I guarantee that your life, glory to God, will never be the same. God have a plan and a purpose for your life, and you are the one that he has chosen to fulfill his plan and his purpose in your life so that others might be blessed. And so until next time, may God richly bless you.